Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Tomorrow's the Throwback Thursday. Kicking around what we're going to do. You want to tune in, play kind of old school songs that we used to play 20, 30 years ago in the infancy of the Junkies. Bring back a segment or two. We've got Mike Rizzo joining us at 9. Jason told me he wants me to ask the question about the pitching machine.
About the trajectory.
Yeah, I want you to ask it. Right out of the gate.
All right, I'll do that. I'll just pin it on the author. I'm sure he knows. What's your reaction? He might say nothing because they didn't speak. The author in the article said they reached out to the Nationals. The Nationals said no comment.
No comment, yeah.
Well, I'm gonna guess interesting. He's going to repeat that in about 35 minutes. But we'll see. We'll see how that plays out.
Also, we'll talk to Chip Patterson, who's a college football writer for CBS Sports. So I didn't even know that Newsweek was still in business.
Still a thing?
It's at least a thing online.
Entity. Okay.
There's an article from Newsweek about the Terry McLaurin situation.
Oh, more Terry Mac.
Terry Mac.
Yep.
And they believe that there's a perfect trade candidate. And that team is?
I believe it's Drab T-Shirt's second favorite team that he's going to be rooting for in the NFL.
Oh, hold on. His second favorite team.
Drab has a second favorite team that he's adopted.
And It's not Washington,
obviously. No. His first team, obviously, Baltimore. The Seahawks, the Drab Hawks.
I know it's the Seahawks. Yep. I'm just trying to think, why would he have a second team?
Do you want a hint?
Yeah. We'll just think Seattle.
They used to be my team.
The Raiders?
The Raiders. Pete Carroll.
Oh, because
Pete Carroll,
right,
and Geno.
And Geno.
Okay. Yes, all the Seattle ties. Right.
And Chip Kelly.
Okay.
And right. Ashton Jeanty.
And Jeanty. We get to claim him for the Northwest.
All right.
That's true.
You might be a bigger Raider fan than Seahawks fan.
It's getting close.
Yeah.
But so.
The neck and neck.
This is just a theory. They're saying, talk about a big swing for a team that hasn't had a lot to get excited. The Raiders already have Geno Smith.
Yep.
Brock Bowers is a star. Ashton Jeanty should be one, too. They have Jacoby Myers, receiver.
He's pretty good. Now, he's not elite by any stretch, but he's a pretty capable NFL wide receiver.
They drafted a couple guys, too.
Yeah.
They drafted the kid out of TCU. What's his name? Beck?
Jack Beck. Yeah.
I think they drafted another kid, too.
But, I mean, if they
they drafted Thornton. Dante Thornton.
Okay.
From Tennessee.
The Raiders might be legit playoff contenders if they trade for Terry. That's a good offense.
I mean, Myers and McLaurin is your 1-2 along with Bowers.
Bowers and Jeanty.
That's a pretty good collection of skill players.
A lot
Geno's
of young guys.
Sling it.
Yeah.
Is Geno going to be a good fantasy pick?
I mean, maybe if you play in like a 2-quarterback league.
Yeah. Maybe in a super flex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you wait and just load up your team with studs everywhere, and you just pick Geno like in the 15th round
because
nobody else will have picked him.
Right.
What are you looking at depth chart there, Jason? Wide receivers besides Jacoby
Myers. Yeah,
because
they drafted Thornton out of Tennessee. They drafted Beck out of TCU. So they got two young guys there. They've got Trey Tucker, and they've got Myers.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like Drab mentioned, they drafted Jeanty. All right, that was their first pick. So they got Jeanty, Mostert as the backup RB.
By the way, whatever happened to Michael Mayer? I know he's still on the roster. He's just done nothing since he's been in the league.
His name's been floated around for different trades.
I saw that his name's like trade bait.
Sometimes
at this point.
Second round tight end draft picks are bust cakes.
That's true.
Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah.
Well,
like, it happens.
Yeah.
And of course, Brock Bowers got one of the best tight ends.
Oh, Brock Bowers,
the best.
I'll just say he's a Hall of Famer. If that guy doesn't like get his leg snapped off before his career's done, he's on a Hall of Fame trajectory.
See what the win total is for Vegas.
I'm going to guess. I haven't looked at it. It can't be that high.
7.5?
I think 6.5 or 7.5 is going to be the number.
Yeah. I haven't looked at their schedule. But this guy's just throwing out a team because
it just makes sense. It's early July.
It's July, and that's what people, that's what these writers do. They just throw out these crazy stories about Terry McLaurin's going to sign. Hello, he's going to sign here.
Right, he is going to sign here, but we're just playing devil's advocate here. What is the return on the Terry McLaurin trade? Does it have any sort of particulars?
I don't think so.
It's just spitballing what Terry McLaurin would look like wearing silver and black.
Trying to find a team where it'd be a good fit.
I mean,
he'd be a good fit on most teams.
Yeah, he'd be a good fit almost everywhere because he's a hyper-productive NFL.
But I guess
wideout.
They're finding teams that need a number one receiver.
Right.
Like, you move him there, he's the number one.
He would supplant Jacoby Myers. Yes.
So 7.5 is the number for the Raiders.
Okay. Might have to take the under on that.
I might.
Did you actually rid of your Raiders lamp?
The Raiders lamp.
Now that you've been baptized as a Commanders fan?
The Raiders lamp is history. It's dead. It's in a landfill somewhere.
Okay, so it's out of the house.
It's gone. Dead. Yeah,
congratulations.
I should have given it to Drab. Drab could have put it in his house. As a recent convert.
I'll take all Raiders swag, merch.
Okay.
Or if you want to buy me something, like somebody bought me that Raiders hat.
That's true.
I'll take new as well.
New or you gently
something
used.
Something new, something blue.
Either one, yeah. Either one works.
What do you make of, Netflix is going to be in the mix for the NFL this year. And I was reading about what they're going to do in terms of the broadcast booth. And apparently some of the other networks are being territorial. I guess they were hoping to snag some of the people from Fox.
Okay.
Or CBS. Fox last year, Netflix was on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
They said, nope, we're not loaning you Kevin Burkhardt or Tom Brady.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, they did allow Greg Olson to work one of the two games.
Okay.
And ESPN allowed Laura Rutledge and Mina Kimes to work the Christmas games. Shouldn't they be able to find their own people?
I mean, Netflix has pretty deep pockets. I think they'd be able to go out on their own and just hire like one-off broadcasters for those Christmas Day games.
What was Mina Kimes doing for them?
I guess she was in the booth with Greg Olson.
So she was doing play-by-play?
She might have been like a commentator. Yeah. I don't think
I'm not sure. There's no way she was a play-by-play. No, I don't believe that.
No, Olson was probably the color commentator.
Right, but Mina Kimes, does she have play-by-play experience?
I don't think she was play-by-play. I'm not sure.
She's done Rams games before.
Mm-hmm.
But what does she do? What's her role?
As the third person in the booth. They do special things. I don't think she was in. Ian Eagle and Greg Olson were the play-by-play.
Okay, the Ian Eagle there. There you go.
She was as Valdez was telling me, in the studio.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, the pregame shows had. I mean, they had a bunch of people. Kay Adams, Drew Brees, RG3, Manti Te'o, and Mina Kimes. And in Pittsburgh, it was Laura Rutledge, Devin McCourty, and Jason McCourty.
Well, if you were sitting at home and you're RG3 and you get an email from Netflix, hey, RG3, do you want $100,000 to be on Netflix on Christmas? He says, sure.
Sure, I'm in.
Tell me where to show up or whatever price tag, you know, whatever they're willing to pay.
And yeah, I think they had both the Eagles, Ian Eagle and
Noah Eagle. Yeah.
Noah Eagle's good.
He is very good.
He's really good.
Didn't RG3 Rick fans? He did something during that Christmas broadcast.
I can't remember.
I don't know if it was his outfit.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I can't remember, but
it was probably his outfit. Right? Don't you think
probably.
It was his outfit?
I just remember there was something about him.
By the way, because we were speaking about the Raiders earlier. Was it kind of weird to see that former Raider Darren Waller got dealt to the Dolphins?
Coming out of retirement.
I guess his career as a rapper didn't take off like he expected it to. Back to football. Not really surprising. But if you're the Dolphins, I mean, what's left in the tank for Darren Waller? Aren't you concerned that he hung up cleats once already?
Yeah.
Doesn't that concern you?
And didn't he have a pretty serious injury a couple years ago?
I think he had a pretty bad like hamstring tear from what I recall.
Yeah, I remember because I had him on my squad and he never played because he was hurt. But is he their number one now?
Well, I mean, Jonnu Smith departed.
He just got traded, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else is on the Dolphins tight end depth chart at this point besides Darren Waller. I mean, they must have another person in-house.
Pharaoh Brown from Seattle. Talk to me about that kid.
That was like our third tight end.
Okay. He's number two. So, yeah, I mean, technically, he's number one on the depth chart, but who knows? I mean, I'm sure there'll be a battle at that position. They don't have much there. They don't have much at tight end right now.
I think the Dolphins might stink this year. Might not be a very good year in Miami.
I got a DM that says, Bish not knowing Drab's second favorite team is peaked summer vacation mode. It's been said 69,000 times on the show since the Geno and Pete trade.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about Geno being there. The Dolphins win total is 6.5.
Yeah, expectations are not high. By the way, speaking of Geno, Drab, didn't he get into it with somebody like at a flag football event like over the past weekend? He was dropping N-bombs left and right, talking about how the Raiders gave him the big bag of money. Like, he was salty.
Yeah, I saw that. Geno's always involved in that flag football stuff. But, yeah, he's a competitive guy. He's defensive. He gets defensive on Twitter. He's always, like, retweeting his supporters.
Mm-hmm.
Never retweeted me. The million tweets I had about Geno.
Is that you're hoping for him? You tag him?
Yeah. The headline is, Raiders quarterback Geno Smith restrained by security after explosive fight with coach at youth football game. Maybe that's a different incident. He's all over the flag football scene.
Coming up next, a chain that is coming to Virginia that has a lot of people excited.